Ezekiel chapter 3. And he said to me, Son of Adam, eat what you find, eat this scroll, then go and speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he fed me that scroll. Then he said to me, Son of Adam, feed your stomach and fill your bowels with this scroll which I am giving you. So I ate it, and it was like honey in my mouth because of its sweetness. And he said to me, Son of Adam, depart, go to the house of Israel and speak to them with my words. For you are not being sent to a people of an unintelligible language or of a difficult tongue, but to the house of Israel, not to many nations of an unintelligible language or a difficult tongue, whose words you would not understand. But it is certain that if I had sent you to them, they would have heeded you. But the house of Israel will not be willing to heed you, for they are not willing to heed me, for the whole house of Israel is impudent and obstinate. Look, I have made you firm in resolve against their resolve, and you strong in determination against their determination. As diamond is harder than flint, so I have made your determination. Do not be afraid of them, and do not fear them, although they are a rebellious house. And he said to me, Son of Adam, take to your heart all the words which I speak to you, and hear with your ears, and depart and go to the deportees, to the sons of your people, and speak to them, and say to them, This is what my Lord, the Lord, says, whether they heed it or whether they decline to do so. Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard the sound of a loud rushing noise behind me, saying, Blessed be the glory of the Lord in its own place. And I heard the sound of the wings of the beings touching each other, and the sound of the wheels in concert with them, and a loud rushing sound. And the Spirit lifted me up and took me along, and I went feeling bitter in my exasperation, but the strong hand of the Lord was on me. And I went to the deportees in Tel Abib, who lived at the river Kibar, and I sat where they sat for 7 days in astonishment among them. And it came to pass, after 7 days, that the word of the Lord came to me and said, Son of Adam, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel, and you will hear the word from my mouth, and you will give them warning on my behalf. When I say to the wicked man, You will certainly die, but when you haven't warned him, and you haven't spoken to him, so as to warn the wicked man to turn from his wicked way, so as to preserve his life, that wicked man will die in his iniquity, and I will require his blood from your hand. But if you do warn the wicked man, yet he does not turn away from his wickedness and from his evil way, he will die in his iniquity, but you will have saved your life. And if a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits injustice, and I put a stumbling block before him, he will die. If you have not warned him, he will die in his sin, and his righteous deeds which he did will not be remembered, and I will require his blood at your hand. But if you do warn the righteous that the righteous must not sin, and he does not sin, he will certainly live, because he was warned, and you will have saved your life. And the hand of the Lord was on me there, and he said to me, Arise, go out to the valley, and I will speak with you there. So I arose and went out to the valley, and what I saw was the glory of the Lord standing there, like the glory which I saw at the river Kibar, and I fell face down. Then the Spirit entered me, and stood me up on my feet, and spoke with me, and said to me, Go and shut yourself up inside your house. And you, son of Adam, be aware that they will put you in bonds and bind you with them, so that you will not be able to go out among those people. And I will make your tongue stick to your palate, and you will become mute, and they will not have anyone to convict them, for they are a rebellious house. Then when I speak with you, I will open your mouth, and you will say to them, This is what my Lord the Lord says, Let him who hears hear, and let him who declines to decline. For they are a rebellious house.